Welcome to a special Boxing Day bumper edition of my movie reviews. We've got four movies to review today: Moana, Why Him, Red Dog True Blue, and La La Land. Let's start off with Moana, the Disney film that stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It does have some excellent characters, and for once, it's one of the few Disney films where the main character is defined more on their personality and their drive to succeed, and isn't just defined by some romantic interest in one of the other characters. Not only that, but the animation for the movie is gorgeous. It's quite obvious that the people at Disney put a lot of effort in to make this movie look amazing. It goes to show that Disney have come a long way since the early days of 3D animation. The movie does offer some positive morals for younger viewers, which is to not let a minor flaw or disadvantage define you. For instance, in the film, Dwayne Johnson's character is always reminded of the fact that he doesn't have a magic sky with him, which allows him to access most of his abilities which he's renowned for, such as shapeshifting and flying. And because of that, he feels like he's less of a person because of that, until he's reminded by the other characters that it's his braveness that gets him through adversity and not any magical objects that he has on him. So yeah, I do think that is a positive message to always rely on yourself rather than an outside influence when facing adversity. So now I'm going to move along to the next film, Why Him, which stars Bryan Cranston, James Franco and Zoe Dutch. It stars Cranston as a father who's a bit suspicious of his daughter's newest boyfriend, an eccentric billionaire played by James Franco, and decides to go with the family to pay him a visit. To be honest, as you can probably tell, it's not really the best of stories. And it's just, like, some of the jokes were pretty funny, and some of the other jokes, not so much. The movie does also have this tendency of going from very funny scene to completely stone-cold serious scenes whenever they need to move the plot along to the next bunch of comedy scenes. And so it does feel like it kills the mood going from a funny scene to a serious scene and then to another funny scene again. And the movie's pretty average. Even though the actors in it do give it their all, it's really down to the jokes, and they're pretty hit and miss. Don't get me wrong, it's not a terrible comedy film, but it's not going to be classified as one of the all-time greats either. If you're just going out with a bunch of friends and you just want to laugh, by all means go and watch it, it's probably going to be for you. However, if you are a serious comedy fan, then I don't recommend watching it. Moving on now to the next film, Red Dog True Blue, which features the story of a young kid living in rural Australia who, after a pretty bad thunderstorm, finds a young dog just nearby in the homestead that he's staying in. The movie does its job well as a family film. There are quite a few scenes with the main human and dog characters getting up to mischief around the homestead, which is pretty amusing. However, the end of the film features a fire that's threatening to destroy the homestead, which doesn't really give the main dog character that much to do, which is a bit of a shame. The movie does also have some questionable elements as well, like why Lang Hancock, the mining magnate, is having a banjo showdown with one of the main characters. Overall, the movie is pretty decent if you want to bring some kids along, despite the fact that there are a couple of characters and a couple of jokes that will go over the kids' heads, like who this Lang Hancock guy is. To be honest, I didn't even recognize him until I read about him after I watched the film. So, yeah, but it's still otherwise a decent film, and even though I'm sort of outside the target audience, the end did have me crying as well. So the final film, La La Land, I already reviewed about a week ago when the previews came out, so I'm just going to be touching on it pretty briefly, and just giving out some key points. So it does have some excellent acting from Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. So Ryan Gosling, just after The Nice Guys a few months earlier this year, goes back into doing an excellent comedy performance, and I think that he could do pretty well as a comedy actor. Not only that, but the movie does succeed excellently in what it tries to be. It wants to be a musical, romantic, comedy, drama film. I think that it succeeds as all of those genres, and it could even bring some rejuvenation and energy back into the musical genre, which has recently been declining in popularity. Overall, if you're heading out into the cinemas today, if you're with kids, I strongly recommend going out to watch Moana. Disney rarely fail in delivering a really good and enjoyable kids film. Other than that, perhaps give Red Dog True Blue a go. It's another decent film, although it doesn't live up quite to the standards set by Moana. But if you're by yourself, or if you're with an older group of people, 20 years or older, I strongly recommend going out to watch La La Land. That's already getting a lot of hype in Hollywood, and for good reason too. Also coming out in the cinemas are Sing and Doctor Who, The Return of Dr. Mysterio, so it's going to be a pretty busy day at the cinemas today. Anyway, that's Kevin Suarez signing off.